You're listening to SBS News.
As a second wave of COVID-19 hits Victoria, this Queenslander has volunteered to take a hit for the country at a research centre in Brisbane.
To get the world back to normal, to get people working, to get people back seeing their families, quite important.
120 volunteers were chosen from 4,000 applicants to take part in clinical trials for a potential COVID-19 vaccine developed by the University of Queensland. They're a mix of men and women between the ages of 18 and 50, and all are in top health. After successful preclinical trials on animals in the Netherlands, team leader Professor Paul Young from the University of Queensland says the human trials are a major scientific advance.
Oh, it's extremely exciting when you hit a milestone like this in such a short period of time. It's really only been 5 months since we decided on the lead candidate vaccine to go forward and to get it to the point of getting approval to go into the clinic is fantastic, and the whole team is excited.
Over the next few days, 15 volunteers will initially take part, with more than 100 others to follow in the coming months. Dr. Paul Griffin from Nucleus Network, one of the largest clinical research organisations in Australia, is overseeing the trial.
I mean, I think it's more altruistic than brave. I mean, we know our vaccines are really safe and likely to be effective before we take them to the clinic. So I don't think there's much bravery there, but I think they're just wanting to really contribute to this. And, you know, certainly the volunteers we have today are like that. And I'm sure the ones we have for the rest of the group will be the same.
Of the 120 participants, some will get the potential vaccine, others a placebo. They will be monitored extremely closely, and preliminary results should be known in about 2 to 3 months. But Professor Paul Young says a successful vaccine is still some way off.
Depending on how those are going, there may be cases for emergency use of the vaccine delivered earlier, but in terms of large-scale rollout, middle of next year to end of next year.
Experts like Professor Christine McCartney, the director of the National Centre for Immunisation Research and Surveillance, says there is still a long way to go.
Vaccines have to show that they generate a safe and strong immune response, and you know, importantly, they have to not have a side effect profile that is concerning in order to be taken forward into the larger scale studies.
It's not the only clinical trial in Australia, but unique are its ties with the Melbourne-based biotechnology company CSL, who will produce the vaccine if it's successful. Queensland's Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk says that could be worth billions to the economy.
What's really important is that it can be manufactured here at the same time as well. That is really important. That has always been the missing piece of Australia. We've always had to get overseas companies to do that production. It can be manufactured here locally and distributed globally.
State and federal governments have already put in $15 million to the research, but scientists like Professor Young say more long-term funding is needed for projects like this.
This is the perfect example of how a country needs to support basic research in our universities, in not only academia, in institutes. It's out of that basic research that comes these sorts of initiatives and these sorts of capacities to deal with an outbreak such as this. The economics of that basic research output are there to be seen.
The volunteers now face months of regular testing and close observation. And it won't just be the scientists, but the whole world watching and hoping for a positive outcome.